Okay, let's just finish up. We just have 5 minutes left on the last topic, 5 or 6 minutes, and then we'll get to a new topic, starting with the tosfos. Okay, but last week we were discussing the sugya of Eino Birshusa. What does it mean? How do we get into it? Because our Mishnah on Daf Samach Beis, the beginning of Merubah, is used as the makar for the dinner of Yochanan later on in Daf Samach Tes. The Gemara quotes of Yochanan. Yochanan says, "Gazav lo nesiyashua bayalev." If somebody steals from a ganav, somebody steals and then he wants to be makdashit. So both the nignav and the ganav both cannot be makdashit. They both lack something. Gemara says, "Ze lefi she'eno shelo, v'ze lefi she'eno birshuso." The ganav cannot be makdashit because it's not his. It's not shelo. The nignav cannot be makdashit. The nigzal cannot be makdashit because it's eino birshuso. It is not in his rishus. What does that mean? What does eino birshuso mean? So the simple interpretation we said was it means it's not physically in his rishus. It's not in his rishus. So therefore, that's why it's called eino birshuso. But we said that maybe we have to come up with a different definition. Because why? Because we saw there's a machlokas between the Balamor and the Ramban. Where the Baal Amora has the Chiddush, that when the Ganav says, that the Ganav Kazan says, "I'm ready to give it back to you," at that moment, it's Bershuso of the Nigzal already. Unbelievable. He didn't get it back. He says, "I'm ready to give it back." That's enough to be called Bershuso of the Nigzal. So according to that, obviously, the definition, according to the Baal Amora, is not physical possession. So you have to come up with a different suggestion. So that's what we got to the second suggestion, and that is maybe it's what we call the control of destiny. If the person controls the destiny of the item, so then it's already called Bershuso. And that's enough, even though it is not in his physical Rishus. And therefore, when the God of Covenant says, "It's here it is, I'm ready to give it to you," that even if he would just change his mind, but we're assuming, let's say there were Edom there, we're assuming he'll be able to bring it to court, and there's no going back now, he'll be able to get it back, and therefore, that's enough. Again, it's still a Chiddush, but that's enough in terms of the control of destiny in order to say that it would be good enough. So those are two definitions that we started off with. Then, yeah?
Question. But even for the Baal Amor, it has to be that there are Kinyanei Zela.
That's a Chiddush. Now let's just get to the third approach, and then we'll get back to your question. The third approach, we said, was based on Rabbi Akiva Eiger in Baba Metzia. Based on the Gemara there about Masusa, without getting back into the details, at the bathhouse, they were arguing, and Rav Nachman, remember last year, so Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, the reason why something is Einu Pershus of me is because you have Kinyanim. Because you have Kinyanim, so that impacts on my definition of Rishusi. That's the third definition of Akiva Eiger. So because the God of has Kinyanim, so therefore, that impacts. So now, so those are the three ideas that we have. So we started going through Nafkaminas to the definition of Eir Bershuso. Number one was, if the Ganav says, "I'm ready to give it back." That was number one. So Yisrael is just asking, how could you have an approach that doesn't take into account Kinyanim? You're saying, doesn't they have to impact? Doesn't they have to impact? Let me just give you a mashal. What about a Shoel? But a Shoel also has Kinyanim. But it's fully the Mashil's. Right, it's fully owned by the Mashil. If I lend you something, it's fully mine. So you have Kinyanim. You're Chai Ba'on since that has to be Kinyanim. So you can have an idea where somebody has partial Kinyanim, and still doesn't impact on my Bershusi. Yeah. So.
What if he actually has the base?
Yes. Right. So.
What he just
right. So. Right. So if you say, this is what you asked last week. If you say, you have to verbalize it, Lachora. But if you say it to somebody else, if you don't say it to the Nigzal, so then, if the Nigzal doesn't know about it, then he's not in control of the destiny yet. So if that's the Svara for the Baal Amor, then it wouldn't work. But that is the, so far we have the three approaches of physical possession, control of destiny, or Kipidi Kiyan. So we said the Nafkaminas are number one. We're just finishing up the last sugya from last week with the Nafkaminas, then we'll start a new sugya in about 5 minutes, those of you who weren't here last week. Number one is, if he's ready to give it back. Number two is, what if the Goslin says, "I don't want to give it back to you, but I'll give it to Hektish. I agree with you, I'll send it to the Beis HaMikdash, but I don't want to give it back to you." That was a discussion in the Beis Shmuel, and in the Maritz Chayis. So he said, Visvara, if you say that it's totally on physical possession, then he doesn't have physical possession. If it's totally on Kinyanim, he doesn't have Kinyanim. But if you say that it's based on control of destiny, that it's still a Chiddush, but then that's the only one that, according to that one, it would work, and that's exactly what the Beis Shmuel had said. The last one we discussed last week was Aveda. That was a discussion in the Rambam. Can I be Makdish something that's lost? I lost something. Can I be Makdish it? Can I give it to the Beis HaMikdash? So that we said is a Machlokas Rishonim. So we said, assuming, if somebody picks it up, that it's not an Aveda anymore, then it's stolen. But assuming that It's still lost, so let's just review for a minute. If you say it's totally on physical rishus, so then what? It's not in your rishus, therefore you can't be makdish. If you say it's totally on control of destiny, you have no idea where it is. If you say it's totally on that one, on competing kinyanim, so then it would be fine because there are no competing kinyanim in that case because it's still sitting somewhere even though you don't know where it is. So I just wanted to mention one more that we just mentioned. I left it as a question, and then we'll go on. And that is, there is a shita in the Shita B'Kubetzes in Bava Metzia, where the Shita B'Kubetzes quotes the last page of packet 4, the last page, an opinion is quoted of Rabbi Meir Halevi. He's quoted as saying that when Rabbi Yochanan says that the Nigzal cannot be Makdashit when it's stolen from him, that's only until the time he gets it back. But right when he gets it back, so then it's Hukdash L'mafreya. It was stolen from me on January 1st. January 15th, I'm Makdashit. I can't be Makdashit. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. I'm Makdashit. January 30th, if I get it back, January 5th, it's the Hekdash goes back L'mafreya from January 15th. For whatever halachas, I want to say if you're Baila Mi'ilo L'mafreya, but for whatever halachas, it's already belongs to the base of Mikdash from the earlier point. That's the Kiddush. So we said, that's a big Kiddush no matter what you say, but does that work better for any of the approaches? So it might not work well for any of them. That's what I thought originally. But I was thinking about it, but is there any approach that it work better for than others? Anybody have any, we've had a lot of other things to think about over the past week, but I asked Rav Rosenzweig this question. So he thought that the more you say it's not as big of a problem, it's a technical problem of not having it in your rishus, you don't have it, you have to have it. So the second that you get it in your rishus, so then the problem is solved and it can even work with Mafreya. It's still a chiddush, but the more you say it's more of a technical problem that you just need it in your rishus, so then you can say it might work with Mafreya. Once you get onto any of the other approaches, that you have to be into the control of the destiny of the item, or the other person's kinyanim are preventing you from being makdish, then he thought then it would be impossible to say that it would be makdish, it would go with Mafreya. Again, even according to the first approach, a physical possession is still a chiddush, but he thought that that would be the only one that it would work for. Okay, that was just finishing up the last nafka mina, and now we move on to the next sugya. Now the filter's good, Michael's back, and we are all set to go. Okay, samach leizma base. Let's go to the Tosfos. Yes, to the Gemara, actually. Yeah. According to the Rambam, he compared that in terms of not being able to be makdashit. No, it's not an Kovrit B'Gadol. It's one of those. There is no Maisa Geneva. There's no Hotz. Well, that was it. We had the discussion between the Rambam and the Ravid. When you are Gozel from your own Rishus. We had that back in the Shirim. So that was the Machlokas. It's called the Hotzah Mirishus Bible. That was the Machlokas with the Rambam and the Ravid. I think we had that in Shir number one. Shir number two. Okay, so let's go to Tzavach Beis Mabes. Let's start the Gemara. Here we go. The Edah, I've got to read a couple lines of Gemara. It is a Gemara shir, after all. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah had said that Kefel, Samach Leiz Abayz, everybody have the separate sheet? So Perek Meruba. Meruba, Midas Hashlumi, Kefel, Midas Hashlumi, Dal Vahe. There are more cases of Kefel and Dal Vahe. Kefel you pay only by, everybody got it? Samach Leiz Abayz? Kefel you pay only by, you pay by all stolen items. And Dal Vahe only by Shor Viseh. So says the Gemara, the Ilu. So we're going to touch on a topic now, which we're going to discuss at length in a couple of weeks. But the Gemara is going to bring it up now. We're going to touch a different topic. We're going to go to a different topic that Tosfos brings up. But says the Gemara, the Ilu mitas tashlume kefel, no hages bein beganav, bein betoin tainas ganav, umitas tashlume dal vehe, inu no hages al beganav bilvad, lo ketani. The Gemara is asking, the Mishnah mentioned one difference between Kefel and Dalav Hay. Right? Kefel is by all cases that you steal, and Dalav Hay is only by Shor V'Seh. I have another difference, possibly, asked the Gemara. There's such a Bria called Toein Tainus Ganav. So Chinish HaTorah, the Din D'Oraisa, which we're going to discuss this at length in the future, but let's just learn the Din now. Toein Tainus Ganav means, I have an item, and you come to me, I'm a Shomer. And you come to me and say, where's my item? And I say, it was stolen. I'm sorry, mister, it was stolen. And you say, it was stolen? Swear to me that it was stolen. And I say, I swear it was stolen. And then it ends up that Edom come that I stole it. I have to pay kefel. That's the gin of towing tainas ganes. If I claim that it was stolen, and you say, swear to me, and I swear to you, so that's the halacha, an eidah comes that I stole it, I have to pay kefa. It's an amazing chiddush, because if you look at the next blot we're going to do, if it's the same exact case, but instead of claiming it was stolen, you say it was lost, towing tainas aveda, the same exact case, and I swear that it was lost, and eidah come and say that I stole it, I don't pay kefa. I don't pay kefal. I sold it, both cases. But towing tainas ganav pays kefal, towing tainas aveda does not pay kefal. That's the chiddush haTorah. So we're going to talk about towing tainas ganav, what type of din that is. But that's what the Gemara is talking about here, towing tainas ganav. Ganav pays kefal, if you actually steal it. And if you're towing tainas ganav and you're a shomer, also you pay kefal. Do you pay dalad vehei? Let's say you say, it was stolen, and it was, you stole it, and you shechted it or stole it. Do you pay dal vehei also, if it was a shor and a seh? That's not clear in the Torah. You pay kefel. That's based on psukim in the Torah. But if you say, you're a shomer, the guy comes to you and say, where's my animal? And you say, oh, it was stolen, I'm sorry. And you swear to it. And then Adam come and say that you really stole it, and you really shechted it or sold it. So you should be chayav dal vehei. Are you chayav dal vehei? Machlokas. That's the machlokas. You for sure chayav kefel? There's a question about dal vehei. That's what the Gemara is talking about here. If it was stolen, what do you mean? If it was really stolen?
Yeah,
if it was really stolen, you'd be patur, let's say. Assuming that you're a shomer chinam. You'd be patur in both cases.
So just say you lost it.
Just say, if you were smart. Right. Because then, right. Exactly. So we're not, maybe ganavim aren't the smartest people. But, yeah.
You're a ganav.
Yeah.
What's the difference what
you say? Correct. That's the big question about towing tainas ganav, which we're going to discuss in a few weeks. What difference does it make what you said? You stole it, you stole it. That's the big kasha. We're going to talk about that in a few weeks. There's no maisa either way. So the question is, how are you getting the kefa? Okay, we're going to get to that. Okay, so let's continue. So that's what the Gemara is bringing up here. So the Gemara says, the fact that the Mishnah only listed one difference between kefal and dal vehei cases, that is, animals and not animals, why didn't the Mishnah also list another case where there is kefal and not dal vehei? That is, toitan is ganav. Why did the Gemara say toitan is ganav? Why did the Mishnah say that toitan is ganav is an example of a case of kefal and no dal vehei? Haraya, it must be that it's not true. It must be that toitan is ganav also has dal vehei, and that's why the Mishnah didn't listen to the difference, because there is no difference. The dal vehei applies even by towing tainas ganav. That's the diak that the Gemara brings up now. Let's say this is a proof to Rabbi Bar Abba. Rabbi Bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, towing tainas ganav bepikadon. If you towing tainas ganav by an object that you are washing, mishan tashlumi kefel. Tavachumacher mishan tashlumi dal vehei. So this is a riot to him, because he holds that by towing tainas ganav you're chayav dal vehei also. Meaning there's no difference between kefel and dal vehei. So the guy was chayav on both. So Gemara says, fine, maybe it's a raya according to him. But then the Gemara has the opposite. Ikadamre, lema messiah lele rebchia baraba. Let's say the Gemara starts off by suggesting a raya. Doesn't ask a kasha and then bring it as a raya. It's the same Gemara, just the opposite way. Let's say this is a raya to rebchia baraba, then rebchia baraba, Rabbi Yochanan. I told that the guy would be gazon, mishan deshul and kefel. Tolucham ak mishan deshul and dal vehei. Says the Gemara, no, maybe it's no raya. Miktani ain bain, merubiktani, tana vishir. Maybe it is a difference, but the Mishnah is not listed in listing every single difference between kefal and dal vehei. It lists one, but there could very well be another one. Okay, what we get out of this Gemara for us right now is just the concept of toin tainas ganav. That's all we need to know right now. Now the Gemara goes on. And the next few lines we're going to be spending the next few weeks on. Says the Gemara. The Gemara says, mina hani mili. How do you know kefal? The chiv of kefal applies to what? Says the Gemara, mina hani mili, by the two dots. The Tanu Rabbanon, al kol dvar pesha. So the pasuk in Parshat Mishpatim says, al kol dvar pesha, al shor, al chamor, al se, al sam, al kol aveid, al shor yomar ki uzeh. So the Gemara is going to darshan those psukim as a klal upradu klal. Meaning, the pasuk first has a general thing, al kol on anything, and then it gives examples, and then it has another all-inclusive statement. So the Gemara is going to darshan. I'll call bar pesha klal. On anything that you steal, klal. That's the general statement. Al shor, al chamor, al se, al salma. On any animal or clothing, prat. That's a specific. I'll call aveda on anything, chazav a klal. Call a prat a klal, yes, I've done elakein a prat. like we say in Rabbi Yishmael, when you have this in a Torah, you have a klal, uprat, uklal, general, specific, general, so the rule is, the only thing that's included in the rule is something similar to the specifics that are listed in the klal, uprat, uklal. So, maha prat. So now the Gemara goes on. So therefore, what do you chayiv kefal on? When you steal what? Maha prat mefurish davar hamitaltel v'gufo mamon. Just like all of these items listed, animals and clothing, those are the things listed, are movable and they have inherent value. Kol davar hamitaltel v'gufo mamon. So to anything that is movable and has inherent value, if you steal those, you're chayiv kefel. Excluding four items. We're going to have a separate shiur on each of these items. Number one, yatsu karkos she'ena mitaltelin. Excluding karka. If you steal karka, you don't have to be kefil, because karka is not metalkalin, it's not movable. It's not similar to the pratim listed. How do you steal karka? We'll have to talk about that. Tosa is going to bring that up. Yotsu avadim, excluding avadim, if you steal an eved, you only have to pay back the principal, the eved, you don't have to pay a kefil. Shehukshu the karkos, because there can be at the karka. Yotsu shtaros. Actually, we're not going to have a separate shiur on staros. I should take that back. Yatsu staros, so excluding, if you steal a star that says Reuben owes me $100, and you steal it. So really, you caused me a loss of $100. But still, the star is not called gufo mamon in halacha. We're going to get to that later on. It's called garmi. So says the, so that's not, that's, you'll be careful for that. And finally, yatsa hektish re'ehu ksiv. You exclude, if you steal from hektish, you also only have to pay the Karen. At most, you do not have to pay the Kefa. Okay, so these are the four exclusions the Gemara says. Let's see Tosfos now. Tosfos Yatsu Karko, second to bottom Tosfos. Just as a way of an assumption, it's going to be clear from Tosfos that Tosfos assumes that these exclusions in the Gemara are not only exclusions from Ganav, but they're also exclusions from towing Tainas Ganav. That's why I read with you the first few lines of the Gemara. Because Tosfos views it, and Tosfos maybe didn't have the two dots. I don't know if they had two dots in those days. But Tosfos views these mi'utim as excluding not only, you don't pay kefil if you're gonevid, but even if you're towing Tainas Ganav about these items, you also putz from kefil. We'll see why that's important in a second when Tosfos' question. But just keep that in mind. So it says Tosfos, Yatsu Karko. So the first one. Gemara says, if you steal karka, so then you don't pay kefil. The second half of Tosfos, which we're going to get to later, Hashem, or the next time we have a shiur, the second half of Tosfos will talk about how is it possible to steal karka. Karka in exalus, how is that possible? That'll be the second, we're not worried about the practical, how it's done now. Now we're talking about the lumdus behind it. So it says Tosfos, the imtom, interesting hashkafa question. Tosfos asks two kashas. First he asks about the lumdus, then he asks about, okay, so how is it possible? You know, you would think, you say, how is it possible? No, Tosfos first wants to know the lumbus. And then he'll talk about Lamaisa, how is it done? Okay, just Musar Haskell. B.M. Tomar, what? What? But you know, he has to learn Daf Yomi in certain ways. Right, you have to, B.M. Tomar, we quote Rav Chaim's in Daf Yomi. B.M. Tomar, Kiva de imate mishrua, because I read it in Perek Azov, ask Tosfos' kasha. We know from Baba Metzia that you never take a shvua on karka. Separate, based on a pasuk. You never take a shvuah on karka if you stole. Anytime you have a shvuah, if you're guarding karka, if anybody has any claim against you about land, land is excluded from shvuahs. Based on a pasuk there above Metzia. So ask Tosfos. You're never going to take a shvuah when it comes to karka. So says Tosfos, typically, so why do you need a pasuk here to exclude karka from kefel? You'll never reach the stage. Because what did we just say by towing Tainas Ganav? What is always required by towing Tainas Ganav? Swearing that it was stolen. The Gemara is going to say in a few dafim that part of the definition of towing Tainas Ganav is not just denying it, but swearing about it. So it says Tosfos, typically, Dei Bam Keva, but towing Tainas Ganav. Delo Mishalim Ela B'Shvua. K'damrin El Kama B'Shmaitzin. Right, you need a Shvua by towing Tainas Ganav. That's why, how I preface this Tosfos. If you say the exclusions of the Gemara are just about Ganav, so then Tosfos Kasha doesn't make any sense. So we're talking about towing Ganav, not towing Tainas Ganav. But no, Tosfos is assuming that the Gemara is saying that the Peturim, the exclusions, are also from towing Tainas Ganav. That's why Tosfos has the Kasha. Again, the Gemara has all these, a special pasuk to exclude Karka, that Karka is Pater from Kefa by towing Tainas Ganav. Ask Tosfos, what do you need the pasuk for? You don't need the pasuk. You never swear by Karka. And you need a shvua to be mechayiv you by throwing tainas ganav. So you're never going to come to the case where you're going to be chayiv that you would need a pasuk to exclude it. That's Tosfos Kasha. Why do you need a pasuk to exclude kefel from throwing tainas ganav by karka? You should know that you just don't have a shvua. Yeah.
Oh,
so Tosfos could have answered, you're right, it's only by Ganav, not by Tzoyin Tainas Ganav, but he doesn't answer that. But can you learn from, that's a question though, that's what we're going to discuss in a few weeks, can you learn from Ganav to Tzoyin Tainas Ganav, or is there something very different about those two items? If we call it Tzoyin Tainas Ganav, but is it really a form of Geneva? Maybe there's a different Mechayev. Maybe not. Tune in. Stay tuned. But is Tzoyin Tainas Ganav a form of Geneva or something else? That is a major question. Because after all, like we said before, Menachem asked, you stole it the same way. It doesn't matter what you said. Tzoyin Tainas Aveda, that makes a difference. You still stole it. So we're going to have to talk about why that should be. Yeah. Michael. Yeah. Go.
Where do we know that from? Is there
a cousin? Yes. There's a cousin. No shvua by karka. Minohani Mili, when you read the Gemara, it sounds like it's talking about Ganav. It sounds like, when I read the Gemara the first time, I thought it was talking about Ganav. That's why I didn't understand Tosfos Kasha. What's he talking about? But you read it a few times, you realize how he's understanding the Gemara. They're understanding the Gemara as going on Tzoyin Tainas Ganav as well, and that's why they ask the Kasha. And you look at the other Rishonim, they don't give the simple answer if it's only Ganav on Tzoyin Tainas Ganav. So this must be the understanding of the Gemara. That it's also excluded by Tzoyin Tainas Ganav. So that's Tosfos Kasha. Again, what do you need? What do you need a pasuk here for? Why don't you just say that there's never a shvua and that you never come to a chiyuv? So before we see the answer, just to show you an Ursameach. Because the Ursameach says, maybe it's not so simple that you always require a shvua. If I could come up with a case that you don't require a shvua, then you get out of the kasha. So says the Ursameach, maybe it's not so simple that you always require a shvua. In most cases, you're going to need a shvua. Because, blank, as we'll see. But it's not always. Once we say this, he doesn't relate to our Tosa specifically. But once we're going to see this Ar Sameach, who's going to end up saying, it's possible to have Tzoyin Tainas Ganav without a Shvua, then we can just plug it into Tosfos and say, that's an answer to Tosfos Kasha. So let's see what the Ar Sameach is talking about. Says the Ar Sameach, this is a Rambam that we saw. We read the whole Rambam. We'll read the whole Rambam. It's on page 1 of packet 5. The Rambam Raivid, we discussed this, is in the second shir. In Hilchis Geneva, the Rambam says as follows: Shomer Shagana Mirshusa. I'll read it to you. Geneva in Dalad Yud. Says the Rambam: Shomer Shagana Mirshusa. A Shomer that steals from his own Rishus. Kigon, what's the case? Shagana Tleme Eder. Shuhufkar Etzlo. You were given a herd of sheep to watch, and you stole one from that herd. Or, the Selamikis Shuhufkar Etzlo. Or you stole money from a bag of money that you were given to hold, to watch. In that case, im yeshal of edim chayev kefel. In that case, if there are edim that you took the money, you're chayev kefel. Bi'ava bishehechter asel olam komo. Vaklel edro ariz chayev achriyuso. And even if you put it back in, you're still chayev achriyus. If an ones happens, you know, you're responsible. But the Rambam says chayev kefel. You're still chayev kefel here. Did you do a maisa geneva? We discussed that a few weeks ago, but it's, you didn't realize, I mean, you took it out from your own rishus. You have it in your rishus, and you just separated it. Is it your rishus? We discussed that at the time. But really, we say, kolecha de isa, rishus is amara isa. It's in your physical possession, but usually we say it's owned by the mafkid until you do something. Let's see what the Arsa Meach says. Hinei, right side. Hinei la'achara iyun b'dibri maran kesem mishnah haksarim, after being ma'ayin in the short words of the kesem mishnah, nira. Kisvara shabinu kach. This is the svara of the Rambam. And let me just add in a few words. He is bothered why there was no shvua here. There was no shvua. It's not exactly a case of Tzoyin Tainas Ganav, but he says nobody swore, and you didn't really do a full Maisa Geneva. But you see there's no oath here, and don't you have to do like a Maisa Geneva or swear to be Mechayev something? So it says there are some Echas follows. To Mishimahaki, Tzoyin Tainas Ganav Bishomer, the Kaganav Shavi Rachman Lashalin Kefel. Why in general, and we'll have to remember this Arsameach for a few weeks from now, when we talk about Tzoyin Tainas Ganav more in depth, why is Tzoyin Tainas Ganav like Ganav? Why do you usually require a shavua when it comes to toin tainas ganav? Hageder b'zeh line 4. Let's look at this closely. Mishum dekozman shalo nishba. I come to court and you say, you know, where's my animal? And I say, oh, it was stolen. At that, stop time for a second. I say it was stolen. Do you have any recourse at that second still? Do you have to walk out of court yet, glum and sad, without your animal? Not yet. You still have recourse. You can still turn around and say, swear to me. Swear to me that. You don't have to walk. So I didn't halachically do anything yet. I didn't steal the, I didn't finish off the geneva yet. Because you still could say something to me. Right? It was stolen. So you can swear to me. You still have recourse. So I didn't halachically steal it yet. Hari Hashomer Adayin Chayiv B'Tashlumi yet because of the Bailim. I'm still Chayiv in the Tashlumin, but Adayin Lo Hifsido. I wasn't mafsid you yet. To Hari Omer Lo Ohi Shava Oshalem. You still can say something to me. Swear to me or pay me. You can't walk. The Shomer says, the Mafka says to me, you're not off the hook yet. Do something. Swear to me. It's your responsibility. Ah, what about the second that I swear? I swear it was stolen. Now what? Now he has to walk. Now he's finished. He walks out. He loses. That's why the shvua is crucial, generally by Toin Tainas Ganav, because the shvua represents the gemar hageneva. That's what seals it. That's what is mafsid him. Until I swear, he still has something to do. He could bring me. He could do this. The second that I swear, boom, that's it. He has to walk out. Let's get it. Varaki nishba v'niftar. Once I swear, oz nigmar genevaso, the geneva is now completed, hainu kfiraso, de oz shavya rachmana keganav l'shalan keto. That's why toin tainas ganav normally requires a shvua. Because when I come to court and say it was stolen, I wasn't mafsid him yet. I wasn't going to him yet fully, because he could still turn around and say something to me. But if he now has to walk out, he's finished. One second. The kol zeh. But now, says the Arsameach, we understand the Rambam here. What was the Rambam's case? He gave you a whole herd of animals, a whole bag of money. So when I take a little animal out of that herd, or when I take some money out of the bag, what's my kavana? I'm going to give him the bag back. What do I hope? He's never going to notice it. So what do you need a shvua for? I already caused him a loss. You don't need a shvua in that case. If you could come up with a hechi timsi that I stole it already, and you're never going to know about it, you don't need a shvua. It's not a dinin, you need the shvua. No, you need the shvua normally because that is what's mafsid. But if you have a kind of case where you're going to cause him to lose without the shvua, like this case, and that's why the Rambam specifically gives these kind of cases here, you gave him a herd of animals. He doesn't say 10 animals. He says a herd, a bag. He says the calls of mafkid is called dover hamonui via duala mafkid. All this, when do you usually require a shvua? That's only if he gave you something counted and known. V'toin achazesh enignivo. And he claims afterwards that it was stolen. Aval, line 9. Mishamasar eda laroe, below minion. Or just a herd without counting. Oh, hitkid es lo kis molimos, below minion. U ba haroe benata semina eder osela min hakis. Derech Geneva, Shelo Yakir HaMavkid, I'm hoping that you'll never know. Halo Bidas HaShomer Shavayim Lo Yadim Zeklum, you'll never know. Velo Yarkish Latobo, Velo Ganav Gomur. You're already a Ganav, you don't need the Shavu in that case. Shemathir Mishas Vailim, Vavayim Lo Yadim Zeklum. So you can't see any Shavu in that case. What's the purpose of the Shavua? You already mastered him totally. V'yemkein Lo Shayach Lo Mar Shelo Yitzchayev Ela B'Shavua. It's not Shayach. Again, we're going to have people who argue on this, but this is the Arsa Sameach's approach. Shvua is not so needed. If you could come up with a case where you mafsid him without it, then that's it. Shalokeach mimena harayihu gonvo. Shari sover shalei zvad labaylov. Nimsa de mischayve gnevas of kefel. And that's why the Rambam says this kind of case. This is what the Arsa Meach says in this kind of case, by the case of Shomer Shagana Mir Shuso. So maybe it's possible in the case over here, bringing it back to Tosfos, Toin Tainas Ganav, you always need a shvua. No, but let's say I come to court and I say it was stolen. And then you say, swear to me. I can't swear because the Torah says I'm not allowed to swear. Sorry. So even without the shvua, maybe you'll be chayav kevel even without the shvua because the Torah says I can't. I'm sorry. That's it.
But obviously he knows that your whole premise, the underlying premise of this Sarah Samantha, that the Baal thinks you think you're causing the laws here. He knows it, so you didn't cause him the laws. It's only the shvua that's going to cause him the laws.
What do you mean the shvua is going to... I stole it. Well, okay, we haven't figured out how you...
How how did he know? The whole, it was a ruse or a plan you had that it's an unknown quantity. So if I take one home, maybe the Baal Bayis won't notice it.
Right.
Okay, but obviously in this case, in Tosfos, you would have to say, because he's going back into your investment.
Right, all I'm bringing out, we didn't figure out what the Hechi Timsi is and how it was stolen. But all we get from the Ar Sameach is a model that there are cases out there of Tointain that's gone up without a Shavua. Once you say that, so then at least there's a dent in Tosas Kasha. Tosas Kasha is you'll never get there. You'll never get to the Chiyuv of Kefel. So that's all. Obviously, Tosas doesn't say this. Does Tosas argue on every Tosas? There will be other Rishonim that Rosmeach and Achra, but there are other Rishonim that don't agree with this idea of the Arsameach. But that is one idea that would just knock off Tosas Kasha. But obviously, Tosas doesn't say this, and we're going to get into what Tosas actually says after the questions. Yeah.
It's not here. It must have been stolen. I
swear to it. Right. No, you don't say it must have been stolen. You say, I know it was stolen.
It was stolen. Right. How do you know?
You don't know, but that's...
How do you swear?
That's Toynt. What? I know he could...
He can't swear if it was just disappeared.
See, let's say he's... however he does. I mean, by any case of Shomer Sachar, that's all cases of Threba Metzia, or Shomer Chiyah, Shomer Sachar, Toynt Shenignava, Toynt Shen... So that's all the cases.
If it's not here,
if a guy for sure knows that it wasn't lost.
Right,
you see stuff was stolen from your room.
But according to our Sameach, can't the owner say a month later, I was going through the inventory, by the way, there's one missing? You know what happened to it?
Okay, but you hope that he never goes through the inventory, that's the point. Okay, but he still say the hefsid really occurred. If he finds out that he's going to overturn it, it's not that it didn't happen yet. There already was a hefsid halachically. Now you're going to overturn it, but that's going backwards. That's not that it didn't happen yet.
It's not true, because if he confronts him and he says, you know what, I can't swear, it was really me, here it is, I'm giving it back.
Maybe then he'll swear about it. But in the case as it is now, the kavana is that the gneva is nigmar. It might be overturned. But that'll be another step. That's how he's looking. I hear Kasher. You're saying maybe not, but this is how he's looking at it. Yeah.
You understand the people that argue on the Orsanach is because there's a difference between that case and the case of a shul. Because in that case, what happens if the guy's a type A type of a person and he happens to notice it?
No, notice. Similar comments. In a chinami. That's.
Right.
And we're going to talk about Toynton and Scott of a lot more, and then we'll talk about how crucial the Shvu is. We'll talk about that. But I just wanted to bring that in as a model, possibly. But obviously, Tosfos doesn't hold to that. And let's see now what Tosfos says. What does Tosfos say? Oh, it's Tosfos' answer. So again, what was Tosfos' kasha? Why do you need a pasuk to exclude Kefel from Toynton and Scott? Kefel, Karka, Toynton and Scott of. You'll never get to that because it's never a shvua anyway. So Tosfos comes up with a hechi timsi, how there will be a shvua, even by karka. What hechi timsi? Says Tosfos, Yishlomar, third line, the ishuk lehecha derishba al yedei, Gilgul. Gilgul shvua. What's Gilgul shvua? The Mishnah in Kiddushin tells us in Daf Chafav that if you are chayav a shvua for something, then Bezdin will say to you, you know what? Throw this into. You don't really have to swear about this. We wouldn't beg you to take a shvu on this alone, but once you're taking a shvu on something else, we'll roll it in. This is Zokakin. Zokin is an achasim sheish lamachrayis, and achasim sheish lamachrayis. That's what the Mishnah says there. Meaning that if you're chayv a shvu on metaltalin, we'll throw in the karka too. That's shitas tosis. Fine, so he comes up with a hechi timsi. Never throw b'chanan's kash. B'chanan's kash or b'chanan's point.
It just so happens.
Right, that's the case.
It's something else that requires him to swear about.
Exactly. So you'll come up. So think about what Tosfos just did. The Torah goes out of its way to tell you that there's no kefel by towing Tainas Gan of Karka when you swear Al Yidei Gilgul.
So what's the primary
shua then? So what's Einish Bon Al Karka? You don't swear per se on Karka. But if you're swearing on Metaphilin, we'll throw in a shua for Karka. And that's good enough. That's good enough shua for Toyin Taim Ganov. That's also a Kiddush.
That's not a shua d'oraisa.
Gilgul shua. Is Gilgul d'oraisa? I think it might be d'oraisa. I have to look in the Kiddushin there. I don't remember. Sorry, it would have to be d'oraisa according to this. Right, it would have to be d'oraisa. So that's Tos. Answer B'chanan. Okay, and the Dorlachana's answer is what has to be talked about, and we're going to get into a lot. Okay, not all tonight, obviously, but this is a very meaty sugya, as we'll see. Rav Chaim's Mesivus Minchas Chinuch. Okay, here we go. Says Rav Chana, page 1b. Vihine, line two in Os Gimel. Vihine, I'm in packet 5. Vihine baha dinis ma'atu karkos mishvua. Says Rav Chana, 1 second. If you look in Gemara Bamatzia, karka is excluded. Karka is excluded from shvua. That's true. You never think of shvua by karka. But you know what? Karka isn't only excluded from shvua, if you look there. Karka is excluded from all dinei shomrim. If I am watching karka as a shomer sachar, and I say, you know, it was lost, or I say something else that I'm chayiv to pay, right? A shomer sachar is chayiv b'gneiv aveda, and I say it was stolen, so I have to pay. You know what? By karka, you don't pay. It's not just that you're putter from shvua by karka, you're putter from all hilchos shomrim, says Rabbi Chanan. Correct? You're putter from, it's not just one exclusion from shvua. Rabbi Chanan says that if you look in that Gemara there, it's clear from all over that karka is excluded from hilchos shomrim, not just from taking a shvua. So asks Rabbi Chanan, if that is true, we'll see that inside in a second, if that is true, then good Tosas comes up with a Heichi Timsi. Yes, it's a case of a Shvua. But Toin Tainas Ganuv, the whole world of Toin Tainas Ganuv, is a function of being a Shomer. So what's the Gemara talking about? It's not just a minute, technical, specific problem of how do you get a Shvua for Karka. But the whole world of Shmira is excluded from Karka. So what's Tosas talking about? What's the Gemara talking about?
Where does he know this from?
Let's see. But for two things. Number one, you never take a shvua by karka. Number two, you never pay by karka.
Yeah, I can't pay you to watch my field while I'm away.
No, that's paying you to watch a field. But let's say something happens to the field. Does the shomer have to pay you?
Uh-huh.
No. Potter. Potter from a shvua, potter from payments. Do you see? If you're what else is there regarding a shomer?
So
if you're potter from...
Then
you're doing me a favor. Watch him. That's his kasha. So what's the Gemara talking about? It's not just excluded from plain shvua. What's the raya? Are you brother from paying? The Mishnah there, Babatia says, Shomer Sachar Eino Mishalim. Shomer Sachar doesn't pay. Okay, we'll get to that later. VMK, line 9. Minalan, the karka is my midin shmira. Okay, so that's his kasha. B.M. Cain, go to the last line. B.M. Cain, gam din toin tainas ganav, to whom he dine shomer, eino noe vakarka. Toin tainas ganav is a function of being a shomer. So what do you need as part, if I'm a shomer, and I say it was stolen, and I swear about it, and it ended up that I stole it, I'm chayav kefel. But step one is that you're a shomer. So what do you, what's all pasuk talking about? By Toin Tainas Ganav. So again, this would be a great place to say, like we're not going to ask before, okay, it's only about Ganav, not Toin Tainas Ganav. But again, that's not, answer's not given. So, Velufiz Kasha on line 2. Ma Yoshienu! Right? How does it save us? The Nishvai de Gilgal. Mikol Makom, Kiva de Enlo, Din Shomer, Enlo, Lishai Beketo. That's the Kasha. Okay? That's the Kasha. Vitzorach Omar, Rav Chana throws up his hands and says, you know what? I must be wrong. The assumption of my kasha must be wrong, says Rabbi Chanan. It must be, even though it doesn't look like a shomer, it doesn't smell like a shomer, no hilchos shomer apply, but he's a shomer. Must be that he's a shomer. There's a chalos shem shomer on the garter of land, even though no hilchos shomer apply. One hilchos shomer might apply, 20 times ganav, and then we need a pasuk to posit it. He doesn't give a svar, but he said, that's how it must work. I have no choice. V'tzarech lomar, al-karachach tzarech lomar, line 4, v'da'as tosus, da'af the pater mishvua u'mitashlumin, even though you're pater v'shua, meaning no hilchos shmira apply, v'kol makom, mikri shomer, kivan t'chayev lishmar. You are a shomer who was always pater. Amazing. Never thought that was such a concept. But that is how Rabbi Chanan says, he doesn't have any choice. Toin tain is ganav as a function of being a shomer. The Gemara talks about it as being a shomer. So what do you...
You may not have to pay, but maybe Kofanos or maybe Bez can do something, you should live up. You have an ethical
burden,
you have an obligation to do it. Now, it doesn't require you to pay for failing to live up to your obligation, but maybe they can force you to somehow.
So that quick is a good one. Yeah. But I'd say, but you're right. I mean, that's all you have, a chiyuv shmirah. So maybe Bezin has a right to act on it somewhat, but in terms of nitty gritty halachas of shomer, they don't apply.
If you don't get an Eidish Nishmayim, in other words, if you say
there's
not a halachas of shmirah, then what is he? Nothing.
Okay, right. Maybe Nishmayim for sure. Nishmayim, the ethical, the Nishmayim for sure, you have chiyuv. Yeah, sure.
You have a klal
of
shomer, but not really shomer.
Right, you have a klal of product, and he is a full shomer. He just all Hilchashmira don't apply to him, but he's still a shomer. Still a shomer. That's the Chiddush of Tosis. There's a Rambam. Rav Soloveitchik says, the Rav says, and other based on Rav Chaim, there's a Rambam who also holds of this. There's a Rambam who also must hold of this idea that a shomer by karka is a shomer without Hilchashmira. Which Rambam? Famous Rambam. So what Tosfos, what Rabbi Chanan says for Tosfos, Reb Chaim and the Rav say for the Rambam. Which Rambam? Here we go. Hilchas Chiras, Beis Gimel. If you remember any shita from tonight, Beis Gimel and Hilchas Chiras, this Rambam. Remember two words, the last two words of Halacha, start from the beginning. Yireli, Halacha Gimel, Yireli. In other words, this is my own Chiddush, says the Rambam. It's not based on any source that I saw before. Yireli, it appears to me as follows. She'im pasha ha-shomer ba'avadim v'chayote bahen chayiv l'shali. Even though Avadim and Karkos and the like are excluded from Hilchas Shmira, you never pay for them, and you never swear about them, if you're Poshea, you're Chayiv. If you're negligent, you are Chayiv to pay. She'enu Padim, Avadim, Karkos, and Ashtaras, Elam, Yedin, HaGneva, Avedav, Amis, V'chayotzi, Behen. In other words, line 7, now he explains. She'im ha'ya shomer chidam ala matal tulin, if I'm a shomer chidam, on movable items. V'nikdivu, and they were stolen, or avdu, or they were lost. What happens? Yishava, right? Because the shomer chidam is pater. On gediv v'aveda. So if that happens, I swear. Uba avadim v'karkos v'shoras pater mishvua. But by avadim and karka, you're pater from mishvua. Right, that's the rule. Karkos and avadim, you're always pater from mishvua. V'cheinim ha'ya shomer sachar, shemishalin gneva v'aveda b'metaltalin, pater m'lishalim elu. Karka, let's talk about karka for now, because that's our topic. Karka, you never swear. And you never pay, with one exception, pshia. The Rambam paskins, if you're posheya by karka, if through my negligence the karka gets ruined, avalam pasha chayiv l'shalim. Then you're chayiv to pay. Why? Four famous words, shekol ha-posheya maziku. Posheya is a mazik, says the Rambam. Posheya k'mazik. Even by karka, posheya kamazik. That's the sheet of the Rambam. What's the significance of posheya kamazik? What does that mean? Let's think about it for a minute. Then realize it until you think about it. Let's say I would go over to your house and open your front door. Open your front door. And because I opened your front door, the snow gets in and your whole inside of your house is ruined. Thousands and thousands of dollars. Do I have to pay? I was posheya. Let's say I borrowed your car. I borrowed your car and I forgot to lock the doors at night. I was posheya. It's negligent. And somebody went and stole your car because of it. Do I have to pay? Halacha is? Potter. You're potter. Why? Because you're posheya. It's usser. It's an avera. But you're only paying, you're only obligated for mazik. If I go over and smash your headlights, I have to pay. That's hezek. If I steal something, if I gonave, gozel, mazik. If I smash your headlights, I have to pay. If I leave your door open, it's more connected to grumma. Posheya, you get an avera. The Chavetz Chaim writes in one place that losam al adam reyecha applies to people's lives and to people's money. It's an avera, but you don't have to pay. The only time pshia translates into chiyuv is by a shomer. Because by a shomer, I'm relying on you. I set up a relationship. I gave you something to watch. But even a shomer chinam, he's chayiv if he's poshe. Posheya is chayiv. Usually poshe is not chayiv. It's chayiv if you're a shomer. A regular person, if I'm poshe on you, you think about it, like, what? Really? That's true? It's true. True. Posheya is usually not chayiv. It's wrong. It's bad. We don't give you mafta yona. But you'll be, what?
Is it
Because he didn't do a maisa.
Right, it wasn't direct. It's a grumma. Just like grumma is not a daraisa on Shabbos or Malacha, grumma is not the... Right, we'll talk about grumma, garmi. This is posheya. So posheya, the only time posheya will translate into a chiyuv is if you're a shomer. That's in general. So now we read the Rambam. By karka, says the Rambam, posheya kimazik. And you're chayiv to pay by pshia, even by karka. How can I say that? By karka, you're not a shomer. You're putter from a shvua. You're putter from paying. You're not a shomer by karka. How can you say posheya kimazik by karka? Or, must be you are a shomer. Hilchos shmirah don't apply to you. But it must be that you're a shomer. Look at the next page. This is what the Rav writes in Rishim Shiurim. Sarachi, and he quotes Tosfos. He quotes Tosfos on line 3. Hello, ain't shmirah b'karka. This is Rav Chanan's klasha. V'lo meyal ala dash yochol chiv toin tanis kadosh yudavka b'shomrim. What's the havamina? Right, Rav Chanan's klasha. V'tzbukhorat sarach lomar. What must you say? She Tosfos sovrim kishitas harambam. She pasak shomar haposheya b'karka chayiv l'shalim. Ki yesh chalos shmirah b'karka. That is the Shita of the Rambam. So the same exact thing that the Rabbi Chanan said in Tosis, the Rav says in the Rambam. In other words, Karka, you're pater from Shvua, you're pater from paying, but you still are a Shomer. And therefore, there's a Havamina that you be Chai for Toin Tainas Ganav, and that's why the Pasuk has to come and say there is no Kefel by Toin Tainas Ganav. So that's Rav Chai, that's the Rambam, and that's Tosis. Or not, unless it's only Pshia. Only by a shomer.
This is
they left it unlocked.
They left it
unlocked. It's still pshia. It's still pshia. It's a pshia kara. It's a pshia kara of la. It's a violation. It's going to happen, but it's still pshia. If I'm guarding your animal and I left the gate open, and your $1 million racehorse went out and got lost and got hit by a car, I'm not chayiv because it's a pshia. It's unbelievable. I never thought about it until you researched the Zugi, but only if you're a shomer. And that's the Raya. That's the Raya of the Rambam. Let's leave off.
Staros. You also meant the Staros over here.
Because that's also one of the exclusions. Right. If you have a Star that says so-and-so owes you $1 million and somebody burns it.
It is
metaltalin. It is metaltalin, but what's the Lashon of the Gemara? Ain gufo mamon. All the examples given in the Torah are examples that have inherent value. It's not just that it stands for something. It has inherent value. Here, it's only valuable to you. It's not valuable to anybody else. Right, it's a piece of paper, but it says that somebody owes you $1 million. How can you be negligent on a shtar? You leave it in a place where it's going to get spilled on. I mean, I don't know, there are places that...
It's a bit of a hybrid in a way. Karka, you can neglect it, it'll get ruined.
Mm-hmm. Avadim could also be lifted, and we're going to talk about Avadim. Talk about Avadim Hukshalo Karkos. What does that mean? Okay, so this is, yeah.
Is a Shoel not a Shomer?
A Shoel is a Shomer. Why? What's your kasha?
Because your example before was about somebody borrowed your car and the door opened.
So in that case, maybe you're a Shomer, so it wasn't a perfect example. Let's say I took it without permission, and maybe I'm a gonsel then. But anyway, but you're right. The exact example was incorrect, imprecise. So you're doing pshia b'vezit, but it's still only still not going to be chayiv. It's an avera, but it's not going to be chayiv. So that's Tosfos and that's the Rambam. Let's leave off with the kashas of the Ravid. We'll leave off with the kashas of the Ravid, and Hashem, there's no shiur next week, Chol Hamoed, but in 2 weeks, Hashem, the Yom Shlishi will say to Brachos. We will we'll continue, Beis Hashem, with this, trying to answer these kashas. Okay, well, let's answer. So again, the Rambam says, Posheya Kemazik. So the Ravid has two kashas. Number one. So we're going to talk a little bit about Posheya Kemazik now, because it was brought up as the same point to the Rabbi Chanan's Tosfos, the Rav's, the Rambam. So back to the Ravid on page 2. Two questions. Amar Avram in the Ravid. Amar Avram back on page 2. V'im emes huzeh shomer chinam lama. You know what? Let's just do the second question, because we're running out of time. Let's do the second question. Go to the last lines. The ain poshea mazik. The Rambam can't be right that poshea is kamazik. Why? Shim haya kain pshia babaylim lama patur. Pshia babaylim. What's pshia babaylim? So you just brought up Shoel. What's the halacha of a Shoel? Shoel is usually, we know, it's the Shomer that is chayav on everything. A Shoel is chayav in Pshia, and Gedei Aveda. A Shoel, a borrower, is even chayav in Onsin. There's only two times that a Shoel is going to be putter. One of them is Beis Machmas Balacha, which we're not going to talk about now, but the other halacha is Pshia Bebailin, which means, if I am borrowing your item, but I am your employer. You work for me. For some other way, but we have a prior relationship. The shomer is borrowing, the shoel is borrowing something, but the person who's lending it, he works for him. He works for him already. Right, he's going to work for me in the field. Like I go to my worker and say, you know, can I borrow your pen? So he gives me his pen. That's called pshia b'ba. That's called balav imo. Same thing. Sheila b'vaylan balav imo. The halacha is balav imo putter. Why is that? Most assume deres hakasef. We'll talk maybe about a svara when we come back. But that's the halacha. Balav imo is putter. Asks the Ravid. We have two cases where there's a major p'tur. Karka, major p'tur. Balav imo, major p'tur. The Rambam just said by karka, pshi is chayiv. Pshi b'bailim, pshi is pater. If you have these two big turim, if poshea is kemazik by karka, why isn't poshea kemazik by pshi b'bailim? In other words, by sheila b'bailim. Let's say you work for me, you're standing there. If I'm poshea on your animal, I should be chayiv. If poshea is kemazik, like the Rambam says, then just like you're chayiv by karka, you should also be chayiv by pshia b'bailim imo. That's the Ravid's kasha. We're going to have to talk about what the answer is. There's going to be an unbelievable machlokas. Reb Chaim and the Nesivis who hold exact opposites of each other. Exact opposites. Word for word. Exact opposites. We'll see that Be'ez Hashem in 2 weeks. Okay, if anybody...